Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, I try to bring you the best in Jewish music. Yes, you know that the second hour is strictly Chazanis, and the first hour is everything but Chazanis, although sometimes we sneak a few things in sung by cantors, but you'll allow that. You'll allow that, won't you? In any event, it's so good to be with you, and I got a jam-packed program planned for this evening, and just want to give you a heads up. During the second hour, we're going to be introducing a new segment. It's called the GCL segment. You'll hear more about that later. It's called the GCL segment, and those of you who love Chazanis are going to really like this new segment. I know, I'm quite sure about that. Okay, those of you who were listening between 8:30 and 9, as you know, it's my policy to make sure that the connections are all working, so I usually play a tape or a CD without any comments, and this evening I was playing from a 1993 tape of the Johannesburg Jewish Male Choir, live in concert with cantor Chaim Adler, and you know that Chaim Adler is now at the Great Synagogue in Yerushalayim, and I hear he's doing extremely, extremely well. Okay. I often get, not often, I very, very often get feedback and comments and suggestions, and received something from Aaron Rappaport a few weeks ago, and he was pointing out that I don't play many of the new crop of young Hasidic singers. And I said, yes, it's true, because I really stopped buying CDs of the current, what's in vogue for the last, 6 or 7 or 8 years. Those of you who have heard my program in the past, you know that I'm a bit of a traditionalist, if you will. I really go for the old recordings, old, 30, 40, 50 years ago. I just couldn't get into what was happening, what I, in a recent interview, referred to as what I called yabba-dabba-doo music. It was just the same old noise. And I confess, I was wrong. I am wrong. Aaron pointed out to me certain young singers who are more, shall we say, to my taste. Well, into his taste, and I'm going to start playing some of them. I went out and bought a dozen or so CDs recommended by him and by my friends at Mostly Music, and Beryl is putting me on the right track there. So let's start off. This is certainly something rather new for me, playing some of the current crop of the young Hasidic singers, and we're going to be starting with Isaac Honig. And the album is Adon HaKol. It's composed by Yossi Green, arranged by Moshe Laufer. And I had the pleasure of sitting next to Yossi Green at the Tzurich concert. More about that later. But let's get right on to this first selection. And this is a premiere for me, Isaac Honig with Adon HaKol. This is the featured song on the album, Isaac Honig.
Adoina koil adoirai shliam doir shechu losis purai shmino vial nefroi shmimchu adoina koil Adoy na koi Adoy rai shliyam doy shekhu Los ist pura ish mino Vi al ni froy ish mino Adoy na koi Shaini kol mavuyaini atu simchas libaini v'chol toivoy saini haynich soiv nichsafni l'shurai spun lechu adoy hakoy l'chu yedid nafshaini Kol mavuyaini atu simchas libaini v'chol toivoy saini haynich soiv nichsafni l'shvurai spun lechu adoy adoy hakoy Beli bahni yikishiru Hoy mi khayser mal khisfu Hoy mi khayser mi mal khisfu Wal rui shayni Al rui shayni soin de khula sois na khasriya le khoyo yitaira koi soin de khula sois na khasriya le khoyo yitaira koi belarusiya belarusiya oy mi di time is not before ya kape khu belarusiya belarusiya oy mi di Sis ma before ya cafe khube larusiya larusiya oh hoy mi gi time be sis ma before ya cafe khu adoin 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 na ko
Well, that's the introduction for me of Isaac Koenig, and I'd like to thank Aaron Rappaport for his suggestion. And Aaron, I'll be playing Avrumi Roth and Shlomi Cohn and others in the future. I confess I've been a little remiss in not keeping current to see some of the good things that are music of my taste that is coming out. And that was composed by Yossi Green. And as I mentioned, Wednesday evening, I was at the concert in Brighton of Tzudik. And the Budapest Klezmer Orchestra and the young singer, the Klezmer was outstanding. And the young fella, Katz, who was featured, was quite good. I think the only thing that my complaint is I didn't hear enough of Tzudik, Tzudik Greenwald. He's certainly come a long way, and he's quite a talent, and I'm looking forward to great things from him in the future. So let's hear a particular selection that he sang that evening, and it seems to be a theme song, a theme, that's not easy to say, a theme song of his. So let's hear Tzudik with a different version of Modim.
Modim anachnu lo Moisés, no.
So look, Greenwald with Modim, a little different, to say the least. And as I said, I'm looking forward to hearing more of his Chazanis and other recordings. Yanky, I'm waiting for you also. I'm waiting for so many. And Zevi, I got to have some recordings already. I'm running out of them. No, not yet. Not yet. I think I can go on for a few years, actually, but I enjoy some of the new upcoming stars and want to share them with the public. And Saul, thanks again for informing me that all is going through clear, loud and clear, because sometimes I'm just talking to myself, even though the dials are working, sometimes it's not going through. Okay, let's go to Colin Shachat with Shirat Hanod Dead, the hiker song. Little Israeli stuff coming up.
Hey, Zion, you ne haderech, avanim levan banot, tov la shutar mil al shechem, el bli an harchek lindot, bein ayelet umetula, shama yafti vaeshev, Ken liktof chafatzti ve nimatz li kotz v'halev. Hey, Zion yunei haderech, avanim levan banot, tov lashut tarmil al shechem, el bli an harchek lindot, kum bit om le feta ar pihilim helitulot trol mer chav gazlo mimeni shte einayim kechulot ein ziyun yunei haderech avanim levan banot tov la shutar mil al shechem el bli an harchek lindot vein ayelet umetula tar mili nafal bagay yad rak hasham belel choshech gazezam chlefotay Ziyun yunei haderech Avanim levan banot Lo etze od lo afliga El bli an halchek lindot
That was Colin Shachat with Shir Shrat Hanoded. Now, those of you who've been listening to the program over the last few months know that I've had a feature. I called it the L'chod Odi Marathon because I had so many versions of L'chod Odi. And tonight, I'm going to start another marathon, if you will, almost every week for the next several months. Adon Olam. There's so many wonderful versions of Adon Olam, and I just want to share quite a few of them with you. I think I had about 25 or 30 of L'chod Odi. Not that many of Adon Olam, but let's start with this is going to be Colin Shachat together with Dudu Fisher singing Adon Olam. It's a very, very popular version of it. I'm sure you'll recognize it.
Adon Olam, Hashem Malach, Beterem Kol, Yetzir Nivra, Le'et Nasa, Bechefzo Kol, Hazay Melech, Shemo Nikra. Hakol levado imloch nora vehu haya vehu hove vehu iye beti fara adon olam asher Adon Olam Asher Malach Beterem Kol Yetzir Nivra Be'et Nasa Bechefzo Kol אזי מלך שמו נקרא. ואחרי ככלות
הכל
לבדו היה, והוא הווה והוא יהיה בתפארה. אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא, לעת נשא וחפצו כל, אזי מלך שמו נקרא. ואחרי ככלות הכל לבדו ימלוך נורא, והוא היה והוא הווה והוא יהיה בתפארה. אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא, לעת נשא וחפצו כל, אזי מלך שמו נקרא. ואחרי ככלות הכל לבדו ימלוך נורא, והוא היה והוא הווה בתפארה, והוא הווה והוא יהיה בתפארה, והוא היה והוא הווה בתפארה, והוא הווה והוא יהיה בתפארה.
Colin Shachet and Dudu Fisher with Adon Olam. That's starting us off on the Adon Olam Marathon. Okay, I try to respond to some requests. Not 100%. Sometimes I don't have the recording, or sometimes whatever. But I got an email from Avi in Baltimore. He says, how come no Rudy Tepel? T-E-P-E-L. And I said, I wrote back, I said, you'll have to forgive me, I don't know Rudy Tepel. And he said, well, go to his website or the website. And wow, I have 4 albums of his. He's a great, I guess you might call him a klezmer musician, but he's a great musician playing over 6,000 weddings. Looking here, Hasidic wedding that was put out by Collectors Guild, Lubavitch Wedding, and then there are 2 albums of the Bobover Hasidim, Volume 1 and Volume 2. This is from the album cover, 1962, 47 years ago. Rudy Tepel has been a musician since he began to play the trumpet at the age of 5 and the clarinet at 6. He was born on New York's East Side and brought up in Harlem in the heyday of Yesler Rosenblatt. It goes on to tell how he founded the Rudy Tepel Orchestra, and he has performed at all of these great weddings, and has instrumental music for hundreds and hundreds of Hasidic melodies. So, to Avi of Baltimore, I dedicate this premiere, a lot of premieres tonight, of Rudy Tepel, and this is from the album Hasidic Wedding, and we're going to hear Mitzvah Dances, Rudy Tepel. If you feel like dancing, join in. Thank you. This is Rudy Tepel with Hasidic Wedding Dances, and we'll hear more from him in the future. I'll pull out the Bub Over Hasidic albums, and hopefully, Avi, I hope you were listening. Okay, let's hear a lot of plays, musicals in English have been translated and performed in Hebrew. And this is Shmuel Rodensky. And he played a role in Fiddler. And let's hear a Hebrew version of L'Chaim to Life. This is Shmuel Rodensky.
Far broche un atzloche, far leben un gesund sei, in a gute un a mazel di kasho, lechaim, so sein mit glick, lechaim.
Lechaim, lechaim, so sein.
No mir no lebedig un freilich sein,
vel wie a mele sein.
A lechaim, so sein mit glick, lechaim.
Lechaim, lechaim, so sein.
Das Leben ist ein Mischmasch für uns,
macht es bloß Asch von uns.
Alle Chaim so sei, bei so macht und bei Chagecho, steht bei uns ein Bossig, freien wir sie doch.
Besser statt zu sagen Echo, macht man sich ein Simche, will man Simches noch.
So sein, Glück, Glück, Lechaim. Lechaim, mein Tochter,
mein Weib. Das ist ein Sibbe, ein Tracht zu tun.
Hibbe, ein Schnaps zu tun.
Alle Chaim, so sein, ein Moche.
Jo, Leser, wohl.
Da langt alle Menschen zu trinken.
Was ist das Simche?
Ich nehme mir ein Kalle. Wem, wem, wem. Tevies älste Tochter Zeitlen.
So leben wohl, ich Sevje. So leben dein Tochter,
mein Weib.
Der Masel ist nicht bei uns, doch Maschkeg ist bei uns. Alle Chaim, so sein.
L'chaim!
L'chaim. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. I said that was Hebrew, but it really wasn't. As you know, that was Yiddish. I have a Hebrew version of that also. Maybe one day I'll play English, Hebrew, Yiddish, Russian, whatever. You do like those medleys, don't you? Okay. Now, Mickey and Eva, I don't know if you ever heard this particular selection, but I enjoy it. I think you'll like it. It's not Chazonis. It's really not. It has nothing to do with Jewish music. It just happens to be a Jan Pierce selection that I love and that my mother loved. And I actually am dedicating this to the memory of my wonderful mother. She loved this particular song. This is Jan Pierce with The Bluebird of Happiness.
The beggar man and the mighty king are only different in name, for they are treated just the same by fate. Today a smile and tomorrow a tear, we're never sure what's in store. So learn your lesson before it is too late. So be like I, hold your head up high, till you find the bluebird of happiness. You will find greater peace of mind, knowing there's a bluebird of happiness. And when he sings to you, though you're deep in blue, creep through, and so remember this, life is no abyss, somewhere there's a bluebird of happiness.
The poet with his pen, the peasant with his plow, it makes no difference who you are, it's all the same somehow. The king upon his throne, the jester at his feet, the shop girl, the actress, the woman on the street. It's a life of smiles and a life of tears. It's a life of hopes and a life of fear. A blinding torrent of rain and a brilliant burst of sun. A biting, tearing pain and bubbling, sparkling fun. And no matter what you have, don't envy those you meet. It's all the same. It's in the game, the bitter and the sweet. And if things don't look so cheerful, just show a little fight. For every bit of darkness, there's a little bit of light. For every bit of hatred, there's a little bit of love. For every cloudy morning, there's a midnight moon above. So don't you forget, you must search till you find the bluebird. You will find peace and contentment forever. If you will be like I, hold your head up high, till you see a ray of light and cheer. And so remember this, life is no abyss, somewhere there's a bluebird.
That was Jan Pierce, and I hope you enjoyed it. I did. A little different. Well, let's go back to 1973, and this is Uri Shevach. It's from an album called Salonika with the B'nai Bazuki, and this is Ana Avda. Uri Shevach. We're going to go to Anna Avda. As you can tell, that was Ma Tishtochachi. Had my index a little mixed up. This is Uri Shevach, Anna Avda.
Chaberichu. Shabarichu, Ana Avda, Likud 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 Shabarichu.
Shevach, and that's the B'nai Bouzouki, a Kol Salonika recording from 1973. Well, my dear listeners, we do live in a screwy world, I guess. I guess that's putting it mildly. This is from Arutz Sheva. Secret plan renders Barak a war criminal. This is from Israel National News. A secret document that has been made public shows that the IDF is planning something close to war against the Jewish population of Judea and Samaria, local councils accuse. The secret document, which has clandestinely reached Arutz Sheva, shows that the army is planning to enforce the government-ordered construction freeze on Jewish homes in Yesha. Catch this. With the help of six brigades, the entire border guard forces of Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, Israel Air Force's helicopters and drones, the Shabakh, Shin Bet, police, intelligence forces, and IDF reserve units. The Shomron Residence Committee released a sharp statement in response. Quote, "This war plan formulated against the pioneering settlement enterprise in Samaria and Judea, together with the plan against the Hesder Yeshivot, which produced the best of Israel's soldiers, turns Defense Minister Ehud Barak into a war criminal. With the full backing of Netanyahu, who so cynically called us brothers, Barak is wasting billions of shekels of the people of Israel's money in order to promote his own standing in the Israeli left. Instead of investing the money in building and developing the Galilee, Samaria, Negev, and Judea, we will fight without compromise against Barak's criminal actions, and we will continue to build our land wherever Arab nationalism threatens to turn it into terrorist states." End of quote. The document, this is the document now from the IDF, states that the plan is on the general staff level and outlines the plan to destroy new Jewish buildings throughout Judea and Samaria. It appears that the plan is set to be put into operation within 2 weeks. Quote, this is a quote from the document. "The security forces will display zero tolerance vis-a-vis violence against the forces engaged in enforcing the construction freeze, demolitions, and evictions." Here's some other excerpts from the plan. "The basic assumption is that no one will agree to leave when required to, and therefore the eviction will require force. The soldiers will see these actions as the beginning of the disengagement, and they will therefore attempt, will see these actions as the beginning of the disengagement, and they will therefore attempt to block the demolition in any way they can." Well, just as a comment, of course it's the beginning of the disengagement. What else can it be seen as? This is another excerpt. "The sector must be isolated. Very large forces must arrive in order to carry out the eviction based on the assumption that tremendous force will silence any opposition. There must be tactical surprise, and those who disturb the peace must be dealt with quickly. They're not going to allow the media in there. The nearby communities must be totally closed off," and so forth. This reminds me of Chaim Ramon's comment a few years ago when he said, "We don't have to kill the fish, just dry up the pond." Can you imagine? Jew against Jew. We saw what happened in Gush Katif, and it was a great mistake, as all of Israel, almost all of Israel, will admit, And even though the leftists will not admit it, they know deep in their hearts that what they created there was another Arab terrorist state ruled by Hamas. And God forbid a Palestinian state will ever be formed. We know that it will be another Arab terrorist state. The only question is, will it be led by Hamas or the PLO or Hezbollah or whatever terrorist group? We know it will be a terrorist group bent on the destruction of the state of Israel. Anyway, I will have a further comment through Chazanus in the second hour. I'm holding back. I just will read a certain prayer, which really states my my feelings, in case you missed that. I guess it's appropriate to hear this next selection. It's Yerom Gaon, which is something that we pray for. Lo teda milchama. No. Lo teda, that we shall know war no more. Yerom Gaon.
Eretz chemdat avodai, Eretz shehi shemesh veyam, Eretz sheli admatai, al sdotayich tsar vedam. אלף אלפי תותחים לך לא יוכלו, לך לא יוכלו. לא רק יכול לנו בשקט לחיות, ארץ חלבת ודבר.
That was Yerom Gaon with Lo Teda. Wow, an hour goes by so fast, doesn't it, when you're having a good time? Anyway, it's the end of the first hour, a mixture of everything but Chazanus, maybe a little bit in there. And of course, the second hour is strictly Chazanus coming right up as we hear the great Moshe Kuzovitsky with Sheyibona, Beis HaMikdash.